Fashion Consort News Bites is a unique, short-form podcast that features insights and perspectives on breaking news and current issues, all focused on the multifaceted business that is fashion. News Bites is produced by Fashion Consort and distributed in partnership with Fashion United, your trusted global network for fashion news, business intelligence, and jobs. Visit fashionunited.com for more information. And now, your host, Joshua Williams.
In this episode, part of our monthly brand feature series, we learn about Carla Fernandez, a fashion designer based in Mexico City that ethically engages indigenous populations to create avant-garde masterpieces.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get-to-know-ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Each month on News Bites, we feature a fashion brand that approaches business differently and innovatively, or operates outside of the main fashion systems and capitals. I'm with Sass Brown, an expert in ethical fashion, sustainability, and craftsmanship. She is the former Dean of Art and Design at the Fashion Institute of Technology and the founding Dean at Dubai Institute of Design and Innovation. Sass, it's so great to have you back to feature another brand.
Super happy to be here. Thank you.
So, who are we featuring this month?
We're featuring Carla Fernandez.
Ah, yes, from Mexico City. Can you tell us a little bit about her?
Yeah, she's fantastic in terms of supporting and promoting indigenous traditional craft from across Mexico. She's sort of famous from saying that the haute couture of Mexico is located in the indigenous villages. And one of the beauties of Mexico, and one of the things that Carla feels so strongly about, is the fact that there is such a diversity of material traditions across Mexico, across crafts, across communities that are all unique and special. And so she really sees it, I think, as her honor to be able to work with and in partnership with those communities and those people.
Can you tell us a little bit about the business model that she uses? Because as you said, she does work with indigenous craftspeople, but she also has a collection and sells that online. Can you talk a little bit about how she manages and balances those two things?
Sure. She actually has a for-profit and a not-for-profit. It's not incredibly unusual in this space of socially motivated brands who realize there's a certain things that they simply can't achieve effectively in a for-profit world. So the for-profit arm of the business, to a degree, offsets the costs of the not-for-profit work. She has a long history of working with indigenous communities by going and spending significant time with them. First and foremost, listening and learning from them about what their traditions are, what the meanings and the codes embedded in those traditions and processes are, and what their actual needs are. And so she works through the NGO, often as a result of the community reaching out to her or reaching out to the government for support in finding fiscal means of supporting their community. She will work directly with them to develop the traditions and the crafts that they already have into marketable products for them to market themselves and to sell themselves. En route, she will utilize some of that for her own collection.
Often it's a very delicate balance between working with localized craftspeople and also being marketable to a wider fashion audience. Can you speak a little bit about Carla's design sense and how she does that?
Yeah, that's a challenge to many, many brands and designers that work with artisanship, particularly from the developing world. And there's differing opinions on that, how much local tradition is included or isn't included, what the rights and wrongs are of imposing Western aesthetics, etc. So there are lots of conversations around that. Carla has her artisanal collection. It's exceptionally avant-garde, and she works to develop those pieces with the artisans themselves. She has a very refined, very art-based aesthetic herself. So I think just her own presence, her own guidance in that process makes her collection aesthetically pleasing to a very broad audience, including Western customers. And then she develops these other pieces directly with the indigenous communities for their own use, whether it's for local tourist markets and so on. And she doesn't look down on one or the other as being better, because one is a route to the self-sustainment of that community. And based on the knowledge that many tourists aren't willing to pay for incredibly work-intensive artisanal pieces, they want more gift-type pieces. So she works with both.
Could you describe how a more mainstream brand, or perhaps a European or American brand, what they can learn from Carla Fernandez's model?
Well, effectively, Carla has three different ways of working with her collection. So it's sort of subdivided into three sets. They're not sub-brands, it's all the same brand. But there are the full artisanal pieces from beginning to end. So it might be a hand-grown fiber that's hand-spun, hand-dyed, hand-woven, and then embroidered and made, etc. Then there are the pieces that involve some part of artisanship. So it may be from a ready-made fabric that has artisanal embroidery on it, or maybe it's hand-woven, but it's in a more contemporary design. And then there's the industrial pieces that have little to no artisanal content, that are very much more commercial and sold through her standalone boutiques in Mexico. And they are in part what finance the artisanship. So I think it's that balancing and understanding what customers are willing to pay, what your audience is, and looking at your finance model to see if one needs to support another. And that's what she does really well.
So it's really a portfolio model. It's very interesting. Sass, can you tell us how listeners can learn more about Carla Fernandez and perhaps even find her store online?
She has several stores actually in Mexico, should you have the opportunity to visit, but she also has the e-commerce site. Carla Fernandez through Google will bring it up. She has a really engaged social media platform through Instagram, so she's very easy to find.
Great. Thank you so much, and we can't wait to have you back next month.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this episode of News Bites in partnership with Fashion United. Produced by Fashion Consort and hosted by Joshua Williams. Visit fcnewsbites.com for more information. And if you'd like to share a story or participate in News Bites, please use the contact link provided or reach out on Instagram at Fashion Consort Agency. Thank you to our guests, to Phil, aka Corinne, for their voiceover work, and Spencer Powell for our theme music.